flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Baby, let's go.
When I told her, I thought Debo was on that.
I might go skiing with those boys in a month or so.
Boy, make sure you videotape him on the dance floor.
Yo, even Maniac was texting me about him, dude. Oh. When Maniac's texting about you,
yeah, that is funny.
All right, we're going to need some college hoops in our life, like a college hoops update. Maybe White Brian can help us with that, because I know we've got Bama-Auburn this weekend, number one versus number two. So we got lots to figure out. But right now, we're kind of having this conversation. It's funny, man. I mentioned Nick Bolton, the Chiefs linebacker, who's just a hell of a good player. He's only 25, headed for free agency. It looks like KC's going to keep him. He wants to be there. KC, I would think, tries to get an extension done. All I did... I said, my guess is KC tries to get an extension done, but if that doesn't happen, Nick Bolton would be on my radar. He just, every time you watch Kansas City, he stands out.
Yeah, he makes plays.
And then people are just like, oh, who are you getting rid of? What are you trying to do? I'm just talking about a player that could potentially be a free agent that I think is good. Like, I don't think we need to make these grand.
Voice your opinion and stop going and check the replies.
You might be right on that one.
Because you get caught up in it.
Here's what I did want to discuss. Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Sports, maybe what they're called now. They've built a media business in a really smart way. It's a lot of really smart people, young people that look at things from different perspectives. And they came out with a list of every team's needs across the NFL. Because, dude, even the Eagles are going to go into this offseason with a bunch of needs.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to lose a bunch of people. Things happen, right? Like, the Eagles got to figure out what they're doing with Zach Bond, et cetera.
Yep.
Commanders, 2025 team needs from Underdog Sports. I think I agree with number one. Edge. I thought Fowler played well, double-digit sacks. Right? Yeah. But at the same time, man, he's a free agent. Farrell's a free agent. Armstrong has 1 year still with a little bit of guaranteed money. Like, they lack a true high-end playmaker at the position.
Consistency.
But two, they just lack people at the position. Like, we said it earlier, they have 28
free agents.
Pending free agents.
Yeah.
So I agree with Underdog on this one, that Edge is the top of the list. Do you land there? Biggest need.
I've said it. This is my second day saying it this week. Said it last week. Said it week before. If you don't see that, you're missing a lot.
That's why, to me, knowing he's available, Garrett is my top.
I agree.
Off-season target. I don't know that it happens. I saw him walk the red carpet in New Orleans. I mean, the dude is massive. Maybe I don't know if that was just CK asking us a question in the hallway, or if that is a narrative. Lev, you'll see if you can look up Myles Garrett's Pro Football Focus grade. The guy's an absolute freak. At least 14 sacks in the last 4 years. He's only had one time in his career, his rookie year when he got hurt, that he had under double-digit sacks. Had 22 tackles for losses last year. To me, the top need is edge, and the top priority is Garrett. I don't know that you'll get there. I don't know what the price will be because you one, have to pay a price to trade for him, but two, you've got to pay him. He's going to want a new deal.
Yeah.
That might not be why he's leaving Cleveland, but he did wait till his guarantees were over to ask out of Cleveland.
Well, he's giving them everything he can, and look at what that team is. Does it look like anything is moving in the right direction for them right now?
No.
So, I mean, they can't say he wasn't loyal.
Totally. Like, if you're not going after Garrett, just kind of a look at the edge rusher marketplace, the next best player available is Khalil Mack, who's undoubtedly been very good. Mm-hmm. But Khalil Mack, last year, I mean, he will turn 34 in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And last season only had 6 sacks. Like, there was talk of him retiring. I have no idea what that talk is now. This is not an opportunity in a free agency class that there's going to be a lot of really good pass rushers available. Frankly, the best pass rushers don't really become available.
Totally.
Hassan Reddick, anybody want to deal with that mess between the Jets and the Eagles? Chase Young's available. Judon, Josh Sweat, who had a really good Super Bowl. One name I wouldn't rule out just because of the intense familiarity with the defensive coaching staff is Tank Lawrence, DeMarcus Lawrence from Dallas, going to be a free agent.
How would it Tank?
That to me is like a depth signing. He'll be 33. He hasn't had a real impact kind of season in some time, but that doesn't mean at 6'3", 270, he can't help you. But it would have to be a similar deal that you kind of got Fowler and Farrell on.
Mm-hmm.
But that, I'm just saying, as a name of familiarity, playing for Witt, playing for Quinn, that just wouldn't shock me. Because they are just going to have to add, to say bodies isn't fair, but they're going to have to add depth pieces to the roster.
True.
I feel like it's Garrett all the way. I will open that up to at least the aquarium. Do you feel, Jeffrey, edge rush is the biggest need for this team? Or even you can go broader than that, like setting the edge being the biggest need for this team. B and I have been pretty clear about that since the season ended, but maybe folks see it differently.
I agree with y'all on that. We need a disruptor. We need someone that can get to the quarterback and not almost get to the quarterback. I'm not, shading our guys or anything, but that has been the problem that we have had in Washington for the past couple of years, too. We always got guys that are get there to them. Nah, we need someone that they're planning for on our D-line because they know at any time they can't, put single coverage on this guy at the line. They have to double-team him. And our guys on the other side of the line, they have to get in there and, destroy those plays. Mm-hmm. So I think we do need that edge wrestler. Oh, my gosh, dude. I seen Myles Garrett when he came here with Cleveland. Dude, even the thought of that coming to the Commanders, dog, I was just like, yo, we need to get him. We need to get him.
Now, that said, Brandon Coleman did a hell of a job on Garrett when Cleveland came here. It doesn't help a lot that Washington got up early in that game and it was never really a game and Garrett never really got to start rushing the passer. But he went no sack, no tackles in that game, I believe. I think he got blanked. Dude, look at Myles Garrett's game logs. I just pulled this up. You see the game logs here, B. There's something in every column except one. Only game he got blanked.
Yeah, but I mean,
I'm not drawing a great conclusion
We got up on them, and we started running the ball. That may be why he didn't have those sacks. If they were up on us coming, he would have probably a sack. I'm like this. That dude could play. And let's just say Brandon Coleman had a good day.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to think of anything negative about him.
I'll
ask one question. Last 25 years, anybody rush better than him?
Mm. he's in the conversation.
I'm saying on our team.
Oh, hell no.
That's all that matters to me.
No. The best Washington's had in the last 25 years is Kerrigan. Kerrigan was very consistent. Garrett has another gear.
Yeah.
Garrett's like a true elite in the sport at the position that Washington has one of in Jaden and maybe two in Terry. All right. Next on the list, and I think a lot of people will argue this, is outside wide receiver.
Yep.
You've got Terry. The only two wide receivers under contract this year are Terry and Luke McCaffrey. Diami and Noah Brown, free agents. OZ's a free agent.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
I think you're going to have to address this
draft
and free agency. Now, maybe it's retaining some of your own guys. If you are to retain some of your own guys, B, who becomes your priority? Like, if you're talking the OZ, Noah Brown, Diami Brown, Crowder.
Crowder's an older guy. Than OZ and Diami. And I think both of those guys showed what they could be, but they weren't consistent enough at it. But if they're, like the car was saying earlier, if they're not the two, if they're the three to four,
yeah.
Or a four and a five,
yeah.
Does it hurt your team or help your team? You still got Luke, you know, and I think like
what do you think Luke could get done this year?
I would get on the field more consistently and then show you, because you watch him do things. He has some ability. But what kills me about people is one guy goes on the field and has games, has some plays, and the other guy didn't really get the opportunity, but you pushing him and you're not pushing the other guy. I don't care what he did the first 4 years, Diami. I care what he did last year with Cliff. And Cliff found what other people didn't seem to find. Hell, the other guy wouldn't even put him on the field. So what if he's in this system the second year and they get more of that Detroit game out of him?
Yeah.
You know, hell, the Tampa game, get that out of him.
If I have to pick between Noah Brown, Diami Brown, OZ, I might pick OZ, dude. But I also wouldn't sleep on
Oh, he does a lot. Yeah. I mean, he does a lot.
Dude, he's their third leading receiver this season.
He played now, receiver.
It probably would have been Noah Brown prior to the injury.
Yeah.
Are you comfortable without let's ignore the T. Higgins level of free agent, right? Like anybody that's gonna cost more than 20 mil as a free agent. We're taking off.
Okay.
We're taking off, right? But maybe you're not just shopping at where they shopped last year, which was like the very bargain bin.
Okay.
Like, would you want to spend for a guy like Darius Slayton or Hollywood Brown?
See, I'm here, Jay. If the O-line is improved and they can run and have a running game, I don't think you have to go get the $30 million, $20 million guy. They showed that this year, man.
You know a dude I like that's a free agent that just seemed to make plays and with terrible quarterback play?
Who?
My man, Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, the Titans receiver, 6'2", 210, coming off a rookie deal. I guess he's more than a rookie deal. I think he was an undrafted guy. But, dude, the Titans situation has been among the worst in the NFL for a few years. Mm-hmm. He's able to get – he had 9 touchdown catches last year on 32 catches.
Okay.
Like, that's –
Did he play every game?
Yeah. He missed – in 5 seasons, he's missed 3 – in 5 seasons, he's missed 5 games.
Okay.
I mean, that team just sucked. That might be a little sneaky guy I like. File that down, Landfill. Sneaky guy I like. Pause. Nick Westbrook-Ikhine. I believe he scored against them. He had 2 touchdowns against the Skins last year.
Mm.
And I think that was from Will Levis. Imagine what Jaden does with him.
Yeah.
Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, what's he cost you, dude?
Is in his 5th year now, going to his 6th?
He's accrued 5 seasons.
Don't know.
Valuation from over the cap.
How many catches has he had in 5 years?
Now, his first couple years, he's barely playing, right? He had to work his way up. I think he's an undrafted guy. Yeah. In 5 seasons, he has 126 catches for 1,700 yards. I imagine that's pretty comparable to what OZ had coming in. But I can't help but notice the touchdown rate, the yards per catch.
Do they only throw him the deep passes?
Nah. I mean, against Washington, it had 3 for 60. 2 touchdowns, though. He had one long. I remember he had like a 30-yard touchdown catch. And then 2. I'm not saying OZ can do a lot more underneath for you, but like, you're going to have to bring some wideouts in. You're not going to draft. You're going to need 7 on your roster. You're not going to draft 5 of them. You only have 2 under contract.
Oh, no. Like, I expect somebody that was on the team to come back next year. But then again, can you bring someone in that has shown consistent play, has shown the ability to do it at this level? Then with those guys at the depth position, that helps even more. But if you just get somebody else that hadn't really done it yet, then you don't know.
Are you comfortable rolling into a season with Luke as your number 2?
No, not right now.
So would you spend more?
So
do they have to at least shop in the $20 million aisle?
I don't think you have to. Listen, this offense has shown its efficiency when you have to – cover every position. A lot of times when you have 2 big-time dudes and nobody else, the 2 big-time dudes, they got to take them out of the game, and then they worry about your other guys. But if you got everybody that's as above average, that's harder for defense to worry about.
So what is kind of your attack for the outside wide receiver position?
See, I'm going to be honest with you. The outside wide receiver position, I believe you can get in the draft. I believe you can get with some of the guys you already have. I think the offensive line needs to be improved more than the outside receiver position. Because if Jaden has time, his ability to run and throw the ball is going to affect defenses.
Sure.
So I feel if you could get more pressure on quarterbacks and take care of your quarterback and your get your running game moving better, that's more important than going and get a top-notch outside guy.
It's going to be interesting to watch, man. Here's what I'm thinking. Phones, 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Biggest need for the Commanders, where do you want to spend the cash? Edge rusher, wide out, or build up the lines. Like B's saying, I think they are far from a finished product on either the offensive or the defensive line, or is there somebody in-house they got to keep? Your turn to tell us, 800-636-1067.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.